So, you're the one who woke me from my slumber. You're not an adventurer, and you're definitely not a hero. I've heard of people being desperate,
but most of them at least show resistance.
Do my eyes captivate you that much? That was some noise you made back there, little one. I'm surprised that my sisters allowed you to make it thus far. You didn't wake them up, did you? Ah, you can speak. Well, that explains it.
Lucky you.
Tell me, what were you writing about? So, you decided to sneak into our home when we were sleeping. Naughty boy. What should I do with you? I can't let you go. If someone like you could make it out here, how long until someone who's actually dangerous shows up? Eat you? Little one, that would be such a waste, don't you think? It's so cold, even in here, but you're so warm. I would quite like to keep you for myself. You're much smaller than me, much weaker for that matter. Why, you can be a pet. Yes. I'll keep you around as my little pet. It's much better than you deserve. Even your people would have a harsher punishment if you did to them what you did to us. Don't tremble, little one. Let me bring you deeper into the cave. Here we are, little one. Now we can start. So warm. Don't struggle, just look into my eyes. Get lost in them. You want to be under my control. Being under my control feels good. Just go limp in my coils. Trust. Trust in me. When you obey, it makes me happy. And you want me to be happy because that makes you happy. Good boy. Good little human. Stare into my eyes. This is your new life. There you go. Doesn't it feel nice, wrapped in my coils? You feel nice. Warm. But I got myself all worked up. Maybe if I play with you a little bit, I'll tire myself out. Shh. Your mistress has you. I'm just going to grab this with the end of my tail and go up and down. Slowly, so slowly. Rest the back of your head against my breasts, little one. Melt into me. Feel my hands run over your body. Such warmth. Such cute reactions. It must feel like heaven. I wonder how long you'll last like this. Judging by your cute whimpers, I wouldn't guess long. It's just fast enough to make you feel good, but just slow enough to make it last. Such blissful agony. Only my tail, and you're already a whimpering mess. Are you sure you didn't want to get caught? Are you just a little slut who likes the idea of being used by a monster? Answer me and I'll let you come. Say yes, mistress. Good boy. Come. Come for your mistress. Good boy. Now to get my fill. You're still hard, good. You don't have to move. I doubt you'll be able to move once you're inside me. Once your cock enters my tight folds, you'll be paralyzed from the pleasure. And no matter how many times you come, or how much you moan, I won't stop until I'm satisfied. So be a good boy and let me use you. Good boy. You fill me up so nicely. You're completely under my control. I have complete control over my cunt. I can squeeze you tightly. Or just lightly massage you. If I kept you inside of me, I could milk you dry in under an hour. Would you like that? Just staring up at me as you come inside of me again and again. Your mind would be long gone by then, and your own hands wouldn't even be able to give you an erection anymore. I could force you to purely associate pleasure with my tail, and just wait until spring when my sisters wake up. It would be mean not to share you. I mean, you are my little pet, after all. Imagine that, little one. All those tails wrapping around you, feeling every patch of skin on your body, rubbing and coiling, and all the while we'll be playing with you. Some of us might kiss your delicate skin. Or tease your beautiful ears. Or play with your hair. And smother you with our breasts. I haven't felt this good in ages. I want you to release everything you have inside of me. I want the only thing I see in your eyes to be bliss. Look into my eyes, human. Yes. Good boy. Come. Come. Come for me, good boy. You did well, pet. I plan to take good care of you. Well, you look so tired now. That's okay. Just fall asleep in my coils. Sleep. Good boy. Slip into silent slumber. I love you, my adorable pet. We're going to have so much fun.